Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Black Ink Compton, it's camping gone wild, y'all. I have an exclusive interview with the source herself. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Black Ink Compton.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV, Black Ink Compton. This episode is called Big Bear, Oh My, and Oh My. It definitely went down in Big Bear. I am your girl, Nakia Monet, and I'm holding it down. My lovely co-host and I here today. But that doesn't mean anything. I mean, I love them, but I have a very, very special co-host with me. The one, the only, Barbie's in the building.
It's me, bitches.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm sensational.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
This is the episode we would want to have. We want to have you every Thursday. No, today's Thursday. Yeah. Look at me.
I think so.
Because you guys air on Wednesdays.
Yes,
so Wednesday we're a day behind. But we would love to have you here every Thursday. But this is a great episode to have you on.
Yeah, you guys got the good one. You guys definitely got the good one.
So y'all, for those who don't know, you should know if you're watching this stream, because this is the Black Ink Compton show. Miss Barbie is going to be holding it down with me, and we're going to talk about the episode, get to know her a little bit, because we've been getting to know the cast members because they've been stopping by. So we appreciate you guys for that. And later on, we do a... what is it called? A segment called Doing the Most. So Doing the Most.
The perfect episode for me to be here.
So we do a segment where we do Doing the Most, either negative or positive. So you're going to definitely take part in that.
Okay.
And then we do some predictions. So we will be doing that a little bit later. So let's get into it.
Right.
So we open back with the show. So last week, it was a little cray-cray, but not really crazy. Miss Alana thought she can try to embarrass Miss Voodoo.
Oh, sis, that wrong.
Baby. But Voodoo did her thing, held her head high, and was super confident.
Yeah, shout out to Voodoo. Love her.
Love her to death. What is you guys' relationship like? Because we know when the show first started, Miss Voodoo said that she had a crush on you.
Yeah.
But we're noticing that you guys are starting to get close. So kind of like you, her, and Nessie, kind of like a girl group. So what's that relationship like with the other two ladies?
We're kind of like the three musketeers at this point. You know, We didn't really know too much about each other before the show, and then once we got on, we started hanging out, and they're actually really cool girls.
Yeah.
We have our girl beef, you know, what girls don't, but
as girls do.
At the end of the day, I love them wholeheartedly. They're really sweet girls, despite what you see on the show.
I love seeing you three together, and I love seeing you guys get to know each other and have each other's back, and I love that you stepped up for Voodoo, because I think we're only in episode 6. You're kind of quiet.
Yeah.
You do your thing. You work. You're very business orientated, so you don't really say much.
Right.
You say when it's needed. So when I seen you stand up for Voodoo, I was like, oh, I love her. I mean, we've always liked you, but you were like, uh-uh, this is not happening.
Yeah, I was kind of staying under the radar. I was just being, you know, in the middle, not too much drama, just chilling. And that right there just kind of set me off.
Yeah.
Because it was like, why are you trying to slut shame this girl? She owns her shit. And the way she did it, I wasn't feeling it. The whole throwing the papers around, making a scene, and Nessie's mom is here.
Yes.
I wasn't having it.
We did give a lot, I think, Doing the Most. And Nessie's mom was there, but what I love is that Nessie says her mom was super confident because she's seen how you guys banded as a family and stood up for Voodoo and came together. So I loved hearing that. But one of my favorite parts is seeing Voodoo give herself her own tattoo at the beginning of the show.
She's so badass for that.
What?
I was watching. I was like, oh my God. You see, I wasn't there.
Right.
And I was like, she is so badass. She sat there and just tattooed her whole self. Like,
that's crazy.
But she loves it.
I love the explanation that she gives. She's like, you know, this is a tattoo because Alana tried to judge me, and I'm just here. And she's been through a lot.
A lot.
So to see her and to see all you guys kind of like stand up and say, like, this is who we are. This is what.
Take it or leave it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, who is Barbie? Like, where is Barbie from? Who are you?
I am from Cerritos, which is about like 15 minutes away from Compton, if even that. I have my own online boutique. I do a podcast, and I'm just that bitch.
Yes.
Pretty much. That's how I see it. Like, I don't take shit from anybody. as you guys now see.
Yeah.
I really am a sweet person. I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm kind of, I'm a Sagittarius and I'm half Puerto Rican.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Are you a December or November Sag?
December.
December what?
19th.
I'm November 25th, and wow, this makes perfect sense because Sagittarius, we're so nice. But when you get
Once
us
you cross
upset,
that line, oh, there's no going back.
This episode makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My sad sister, we are aligned.
Yeah, I will be nice. I will give you the shirt off my back, honey.
Baby.
But as soon as you fuck with me, I'm lighting that shirt on fire.
This makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, before we go a little bit further, if you guys are in the comments, make sure you guys, I see some of you guys in the live chat. If you guys don't know, head on over to AfterBuzz TV on YouTube and go to AfterBuzz Reality. Hit up Black Ink Compton and you will see that. So we do have some people in the chat. Cassidy Love 78 said, yes, Barbie serving a look.
Thank you, boo.
Someone, I don't know if you even want to answer this because it's a little personal, but someone said, what's Barbie's real name?
Erica.
Hey, Erica. Yeah. I mean, I knew that.
I mean,
but
I went to jail on TV, and they kind of end up saying my whole name anyway, so.
They sure did.
It's
I was
Erica.
Like, ooh, I didn't know she went that out.
But if you see him in public, don't call me Erica. I'm not going to answer.
Listen, I hear that.
Yeah, I'm
so
not going to answer.
If you guys are in the live chat, make sure you bring your questions in for Barbie, because I will ask her live. But for those are there on YouTube, make sure you guys give us a thumbs up. If you guys listening on Spotify, iTunes, give us some 5 stars, and we would appreciate it. Thank you guys for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. You guys are the best, and we would not be here if it wasn't for y'all. So, things were a little nuts last week.
Yeah.
You know, a little cray-cray. At least that's what KP thinks. And KP, the father of the group, I guess you can say, thought it would be a good idea for the team to do some team bonding and building.
Yeah.
And he has the bright idea to say, you know what? Let's do some camping. So, we see when you first hear the word camping, you were like, wait, what?
Yeah, I was instantly over it. Barbie just doesn't do camping. I'm not an outdoors girl. First of all, I have what I call nerd allergies.
What a nerd allergies.
I'm pretty much allergic to the air. I'm always on some Benadryl or some type of Claritin. So I'm like, you want to take me where there's all these woods and grass and dirt? My eyes are going to be red and puffy the whole time. I'm not going to be cute. And I'm terrified of snakes.
And people don't know, we're in California. We're in Los Angeles, but Big Bear is a little further away.
Yeah.
So that's the wilderness. That's mountains. That's snakes. That's bears.
Yes. It's like, I don't want a snake coming in my house, so I'm not going to go in their house. That's how I feel about camping and even Running Canyon. I don't even do Running Canyon,
girl. Really?
I went once and saw the snake sign. I was done.
I went to Griffith and seen a real snake, and was like, okay, I'm good. We're good.
No, not happening for me.
Okay. Not even. Would you glamp?
I would glamp.
Okay.
It would have to be some super glamping, but I would do it.
Okay. I glamped once, and it was actually a really good time. For those who don't know, this is a glamorized camping version. This is like, I got to figure out the name of it. I got to ask my friend. Mm-hmm. It's like 4 hours from here, where it was glamping, where it was camping, but we were at a park. There were showers. They were like RVs. I did sleep in a tent because I'm very like adventurous. But
was it like one of those big glamorous tents though?
No.
Or was it the bullshit that we had from
actually,
Walmart
that was
like $10?
It was actually a really nice tent.
Okay.
And there are people who had tents that look like houses. I was like, okay, that's really glamping.
That's my style. I would do that any day.
But they gave y'all like the little.
Yeah, that little $10. Like I had a bigger tent than that in my house when I was a kid. You know, you make the little forts into the couches.
Yeah.
I had bigger than that in my house. And you want me to sleep outside in that? It wasn't happening.
And then we learned that there's some animals in that area too, so I can understand why one wouldn't want to sleep outside. So you guys are on your way. It's a few hour trip, so there's drinks pouring. My favorite is Hennessy. Tim gets a little, how should we say, excited.
A little or a lot?
He gets a lot excited on the trip.
Definitely.
The drinks are pouring. And Tim first starts, you know, talking some ish to Nessie. He kind of starts picking on her. And then you and Lemire kind of step in and you guys
Which
are like...
Which is kind of becoming a thing, though.
Okay, let's elaborate with that. Have you noticed that? Because I noticed the episode before. I don't know if it was first or second episode where it seems like him and Nessie have this beef. Is it like a two-sided beef or is it just a Tim beef with her?
It's a Tim nitpicking.
Okay.
It's a Tim thing. And I'll be honest, me and Tim had beef before this as well, before the camping trip, but a lot of that wasn't shown.
Oh.
So people think I'm just, you're just so angry and you're turning up. No, there's a lot that people don't see.
Can you talk about it?
I'll just say, you know, I stand up for Nessie a lot. And so when I see him disrespecting her and disrespecting women in general, I speak up.
I got you.
And so that's where a lot of the arguments were coming into play. So that's pretty, it was pretty much the same beef he has with Nessie I had.
Gotcha.
Exact same beef.
Gotcha. Because we noticed that, and I think you even said, it was either you or Nessie that said, Tim was going for a minute and KP, because KP is the only person that he listens to.
KP doesn't say shit.
Doesn't say anything.
And kind of lets him
do his thing.
He sits there quiet like a church mouse, like I said in the interviews. And that's another thing that added to it. It's like, you're supposed to be our boss, bro. Like, come on. This is your boy. He's not going to listen to nobody else but you. So speak up. And that added to the fire. Literally the fire.
We see. I did like that you got, I like that you and Lemire were trying to defuse the situation. Was like, all right, enough.
Yeah.
Like,
and, let's, you know, shout out Lemire because he stood up and he said something about it. You know, he's the one guy who actually took our side.
Yeah.
And was like, bro, you're wrong. Like, I love Ink to death, but Ink even came to us like, you guys need to stop. What about Tim?
Right.
You can tell us to be quiet all day, but if he's still talking, I'm not shutting the fuck up.
Yeah.
So your best bet is to talk to your mans, because as long as he's talking, I'm talking.
Listen, I think, do you find it hard, like, being in a big group environment, especially with so many different personalities, and you guys are going away to, like, a trip, and there's, like, beef that happened before, and it's...
It was very hard.
Okay.
It was very... I was about, like, this close to not going on the trip.
Oof.
I was trying my hardest to get out of that trip. I was like, I don't want to go camping. I'm tired. My cycle about to start. I got stuff to do. Do I have to go? And they're like, yeah, you need to, you know, bond with the team. So I had to bite the bullet and go to fucking Big Bear.
You tried.
I really did try.
You tried. So the girls are hangry. You guys are very hungry. You guys have been on this trip for a really long time. It's hot a little bit. No one really wants to be at Big Bear or really wants to, you know, set up and do these tents. And you guys are like, look, we want to go. And we notice that KP tries to do this group, kind of like a group activity where the throwing the axes thing happens. Tim does say something a little cray-cray.
Oh, that was such a bad idea.
With the axes, right.
After I was a little nervous. That arguing on the RV and then you want to give these hangry women axes? If cameras weren't around, it probably would have went a different way. Yeah, but yeah, we all the beef actually started before we even left because we were like, we want food, we want to eat, let's stop and get food, and no one ever stopped.
Oh, wait, so you guys didn't get food even before the trip? Y'all just got in an RV and drove?
Yes. And that's why I started slamming the cabinet because I'm like, get me out of this fucking RV. I'm over it. I'm done.
Oh, so they're giving y'all liquor, no food.
We had those jailhouse sandwiches that we talked about. You know, the sandwich you bite and it gets stuck in the roof of your mouth?
Yes.
Like, and so we're supposed to wash this down with Ciroc and Hennessy.
What? Okay, so I can understand, because if you guys don't know, you guys are watching, Big Bear is a few hours from Los Angeles. It's not like right up the street.
It's like a 3.5 hour drive. In RVs, you can't go too fast. So it was like maybe like 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
What? That's insane. I do want to say what's up to the people in the chat. Thank you guys for checking out.
Hey, guys.
We have V Brown in the chat. She says she's checking in. She said Barbie let him know. we have Abstruse Dara says, hey, girl.
Hey.
And she says, or he, I hope the guys of the shop realize how toxic it can be. Baby.
Hopefully they do.
Hopefully, because this was a very eye-opening episode. Because we've been saying it, because this show, the panel, we've been doing Chicago, New York, and we've been with them for a few seasons. So when we see you guys, we notice how great everyone was getting along at first, and we're like, yo, we just hope this energy stays.
Right.
Because we've seen 4 or 5 seasons how New York and Chicago turned out. And they're all still good people, but they went through a lot of shit.
Hell of a lot, yeah.
A lot of friendships broke up, people got back together, so I get nervous with y'all because I'm like, oh, I love L.A. so much. So when y'all were fighting, I'm like, no!
Right. Everything just crumbled. With that, though, a lot of people were saying, oh, the show is boring. It's boring. And
I thought it was great.
And then, because they want the drama.
That's it.
As much as people say they hate drama, they love to hate it.
I thought it was one of the best shows, seeing black people, black business, coming to Compton, bonding.
Actually tattooing.
Not fighting.
You know, and yeah.
People want to see the fighting. Apparently, they love it. Cassidy Love says, no food. I would have been snapping too, baby. I don't blame Barbie.
Yeah.
So,
I might be skinny, but I eat, honey.
Baby.
I need my food.
V Brown said, I was hungry. I was on set hungry, too. I have to eat before. Like, if people don't understand, hangry is a thing.
It is.
And if I got to drive in an RV and we're drinking liquor with no food, I can totally understand. So you ladies had the really good idea, I thought, of stealing the RV.
My idea.
Was that your idea?
It was.
How did this conversation go?
I just kind of looked over and was like, all right, you know what? We need to go eat. I'm tired of trying to hit a fucking bullseye with an axe. I need food. So I look over and I see the RV is over there. I just start walking. I'm like, oh, let's go. And I'm getting closer to the RV. I was like, I wonder if the keys are in there. I look. I'm like, oh, keys are in there? I was like, bitches, let's go. They're like, can you drive this thing? I said, honey, I can drive anything.
Yes.
Anything. I can drive stick, motorcycle, you name it. I'm hopping in. I'm going. So if y'all getting in, we're going. And we're taking this RV. And we're going to go get food.
I love it. I thought that was hilarious.
And we were really just going to go grab some food and come back. We weren't going to do nothing too extra.
Right. But
definitely went left.
The boys stole the RV back from you ladies.
Right. After we were being nice and gave it back.
Right.
Because low-key, I'm the type of bitch, I probably would have drove all the way back to Compton.
I was thinking that. I was like, what if they drive back to L.A. and leave everybody there?
It definitely crossed my mind.
Okay, so whose idea was it for the Uber?
Me and Nessie.
Okay. Yeah. So for those who are paying attention, the girls get the RV stolen back from them, from the boys. Mm-hmm. The boys jet off. They don't really say where they're going. They don't say they're going to a grocery store to get food. They just leave. And right. You, Nessie, and Voodoo, at first you guys wanted to include Alana, but she said, I want to stay back with the guys.
Don't say y'all. I'm going to say them too wanted to include her. Because I was like, sis can stay.
Okay. So care. Voodoo and Nessie wanted to include her, but you were like, yes. She can stay. Because that's how you guys had just got into it. At the photo shoot,
right,
with the whole slut shaming.
Her.
So you're like, you can obviously stay. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to stay anyway. I'm going to wait for the guy. So I know you guys are still doing your thing with the show and we still have to see. I guess I don't want to ask like what the relationship is like now because I don't want to give anything away.
Right.
And you can't speak on it. So we can say during that moment, you know what? I'll come back to that question because there's a moment when you guys pull up and there is some words exchanged. Yeah. I'll ask you during that.
Okay.
Okay, so ladies get into an Uber, which I thought was very smart.
Yes.
And y'all find the saloon. Uber. How did we find the saloon? And you got like...
Google. Google and Yelp. We just start looking up places to eat in Big Bear, places to drink in Big Bear. Google and Yelp are a motherfucker.
Baby.
And we found it. We was like, Murray's looks good. Let's go.
Okay, so you guys were taking shots.
Murray's was everything. I had so much fun at Murray's. I didn't think it was going to be like that. Like, we walked in, they welcomed us, did karaoke, and the guys started making us shots. And they were fruity shots. It wasn't that bad. So
right.
I need to go on the record and say I was not drunk.
Okay, good.
Because everybody swears. And even though Voodoo said, oh, we're drunk.
Right.
Voodoo was drunk. I'll give her that. Sis over here wasn't drunk.
You were like, because you even said you were a bartender.
Yeah.
So you were like, I know how this goes. Yeah. Like, I've worked in this industry before. So, let's be clear, you were not drunk.
I was not drunk. I had my little fruity shots, but I was definitely to the point, like, I can't get drunk.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not going to get drunk out here. In Big Bear, I'm too far away from home.
And there's bears.
Yeah. In Big Bear. There's bears in Big Bear, surprisingly, right?
Because that's what homeboy said. There was some bears. So we pull back up. We feel, you know, you guys had a few shots, but you said you weren't drunk.
Yeah, I wasn't drunk.
Nessie wasn't drunk. I didn't get drunk from her.
Yeah,
Voodoo's a lightweight, so she's probably was like, I'm a little lit. But I didn't get drunk from the three of you. I just got like, we had a good time. We had a few drinks. We can still function.
And that's exactly what it was.
We pull up, and we know in the mountains it gets a little cold. So you guys are there, and they're camping, and they're doing some s'mores.
Yeah.
So what was your initial thought when you first pulled up and you see this group around the fire?
I really went back in a different mind frame. I had ate. I had some drinks. Like, you know, I'm going to try this thing out. I'm going to just... I just want to get my stuff and shower. It had been all day. And I'll try again tomorrow.
Right.
I was in a good place. I wasn't even upset at all. I was like, oh, campfire. Cute. Can I just get my stuff? Like, y'all can have your campfire. You guys can bond. I'm going to bond with a shower somewhere at a hotel.
Baby. So the girls had an idea where they were like, you know what? Since we Googled, we found this restaurant. Let's find a hotel.
Yeah.
So the three of you guys were like, we're not doing this bonding thing. We just want to leave and get to a hotel. So you guys pull up and you guys are like, open this door. We want to get our stuff. And KP's like, absolutely not. You guys are going to stay here. You're going to bond with us. You're not getting your stuff. And that's when things turn left. Let's talk about that.
Yes. I look like nobody puts baby in a corner.
That's one of my favorite quotes.
Right, and that's how I see it. A girl just wanted her stuff. And so I started feeling threatened when I couldn't get my stuff.
Mm.
I wasn't going to take the RV. He didn't have to give me the keys. I simply was like, can you just open it up so I can get my stuff?
Right.
And, you know, the episode is only, 60 minutes long. This literally went on for about 2 hours.
What?
For about 2 hours. So imagine what you guys didn't see that led up to all of this. And I literally, because you see, I was calm. I was like, can you please just open up the RV? And when I get really calm like that, you know,
you're
about
a Sagittarius. I already know.
So I'm calm. I'm like, just just open it up. Let me get my things.
That's scary.
I'm like, ready to go.
For those who don't know, like when Sagittarius are, because we're really nice people, but mm-hmm. if you get us to a very calm point like that, that's a very scary moment because yes. then we're about to explode.
Yes. And I was even telling production, I'm like, look, you guys don't want this with me right now.
I like how honest you are.
I'm serious. Like, I know how I can be. I have destructive behavior sometimes. Like, the meme I posted.
Give me my stuff.
And I'm just, give me my stuff.
If you guys had got your stuff, would things have changed? If you guys would have went to a hotel, would
completely
you guys would have
different.
Came back
completely
and tried
different.
To do the team bonding and the team building?
Yes. It would have been a whole different trip.
Okay.
A whole different trip.
All right. So my girls couldn't get their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of tension because a lot of people were saying things while you guys were like, just open the door. We see that Alana. Mm. So what happened with the Alana exchange? Was she laughing? Was she giggling?
Alana was kikiing a little bit too much for me.
Okay.
And she just kept throwing in her little two cents. And, you know, Tim kept saying, you know, I got homegirls from you when we get back to Compton, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, you got a homegirl here right now.
Oh.
So if you really want to go there, she can catch my fade. You know, Tim likes to tell people to catch a fade. So she can catch my fade, you know? And I'm like, he's like, you ain't finna touch her. I'm like, okay, whatever. But she just started yapping and I couldn't take it anymore. And then once again, we're about almost an hour and something in by the time she's just talking and talking, talking. And I just started getting angrier and angrier and angrier. And I'm like, okay, fuck this. Ain't no camping B for nobody.
Right.
Everything's going in the fire.
Yes, you started throwing chairs.
Because I'm like, little by little, I'm like, I have to do something dramatic so they can open up this RV and see that I'm real life crazy. I just want my shit.
Listen, the first step is admitting, and when you threw the first chair, I was like, oh, they definitely gonna give her stuff now.
That's what I thought when I threw it. I was like, all right, let me give them something dramatic so they can open up this RV and be like, all right, we don't want to play with her. No, I feel like they did not care. Literally, the whole RV was like, even the damn top part.
We see
Buddha climbed up there. I'm like, yes, sis. Like, you didn't see it. There was one point I was behind her, like, okay, be careful. Don't fall. Can y'all give me my shit? You know? And I was like, all right, here's one chair. And you're like, wow, you tripping. I was like, I'm not tripping. Just give me my shit.
And they still were going,
they
weren't
still.
Letting
I was like,
up.
Well, there's another chair? Cool.
Wow.
And nobody camps B.
So then we see that you get frustrated and you said, you know what? I can handle this. You take your phone out and you call the police.
So. Let me make this clear.
Yes. On the record.
I call the police before I start fucking shit up.
Okay.
Yes. And I actually hung up in the middle of the call.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot to it.
Okay.
So,
see, happy we have you here.
Yeah, and me calling the police wasn't to get anyone in trouble. It was just strictly, you know what, I have to escalate this because I want my shit and I just want to go. I just want to go. So it was one of those, okay, I want the police to escort me into this fucking RV so I can get my shit and go. Because at this point, I already had Bay on standby. He was like, I'm coming to get you.
Bay was ready.
He was ready. He's like, I'm coming to get you. I already looked. It's going to be an hour and 57 minutes because it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to come get you. Cool. I was out. I was going to be done.
Right.
So I hung up from the police and I didn't even see the police pull up. They pulled up very quietly. There was no sirens.
Damn.
There was no lights.
Because it was like a few of them, too, like silently walking in.
Yeah, they actually watched the whole thing.
What?
The police watched the whole thing.
Oh, they were like, all right, let's
wait
to see
what happens.
Yeah, so
people are like, how do you vandalize an RV and then call the police on yourself? I called the police before, and then I just started getting angry.
Because I was
angrier.
Thinking, I was like, damn, do the girls realize that they were breaking the windows
right,
and the police?
Right,
okay.
And let me clarify this whole window thing. I mean... Yeah, I called the police, but I'm not that stupid.
Right.
I kind of looked around. I threw the rock through an open window, but it was a screen there. So I broke the screen and not the window. Sis was thinking a little bit.
Sis is clearing
a
it
little
up.
Bit. That's how Voodoo was able to climb through and not really fuck herself up because there was no glass.
Got you.
Yes.
So you didn't really break the window.
No,
you just
I
threw
just
it
broke
through.
Screen.
Broke the screen. Okay. Because
yeah.
they pulled up and they're like, we're about to arrest you guys for vandalizing. And KP's like, the door is broken. I can't get back into it because they're throwing rocks.
And the door was definitely not broken. And he got right on in that door. Tim actually snuck in when I was throwing shit in the fire.
Okay.
And he threw, they didn't show this. He threw my shit out in the dirt. He threw it out in the dirt.
Yo, Tim, you gotta come back because we gotta talk to you.
Yeah.
Question for you, because I know when you got on the RV, you said, here's some of my stuff, but I can't find the rest.
I had two more bags.
Did you ever find those other two bags?
I got them eventually before I went to jail.
What? So let's talk about that. So the police pull up mm-hmm. and they first put you and Voodoo in handcuffs.
Yes.
And they're like, we're arresting you. You seem like you were really calm. You were like, it is what it is.
Let me tell you. But when they first put me in the car, I wasn't in handcuffs. I was on the phone the whole time.
Okay.
They're like, we're just going to sit you here and figure out what's going on. And someone told them to arrest me. Someone told them they wanted to press charges. So they come back and they're like, hey, can you get out the car? Like, okay, what's going on? Did you guys get my luggage? They're like, yeah, we got it. But we need to put your hands behind your back. I'm like, excuse me, say what? It's like, we need to put your hands behind the back. You're going to jail for vandalism. I'm like, okay, great. And I was on the phone with Bae at the time. He's like, all right, I'm on my way. I'm like, cool. So they put me in a car. I really wasn't tripping. At this point, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you seem really calm.
I was so calm. I got in the car. I was sitting there chilling. And then Voodoo got in. And I was kind of like laughing about it. She's like, oh my God, this is serious. I'm like, girl, I'd rather be in jail than at this camping site. So click, click, take me. Let's go.
Right.
Anything to get away from these fucking people at this point.
And we do see that some of the crew, I don't know exactly whose voices this was, but they were like, it wasn't Voodoo. It was, they were giving your real name.
Tim.
Okay.
It was definitely
Tim. They were blaming it all on you. They said Voodoo had nothing to do with it. Let her out of the handcuffs.
And I'm glad they did that because Voodoo technically didn't vandalize anything. And if they would have tried to take Voodoo, I would have stepped up. Like, you know, sis didn't do anything. You want to take somebody? You can take me. I'm owning up to the shit. You can take me away from this place.
Wow.
And I rode to jail just like that video I posted. I'm out this bitch. I'm gone. Thank you, sweet baby Jesus.
Oh my God. And I know because the end of this episode, all we got is just you going to jail. We can't. Because I know you can't give me really a lot because next episode we're still in Big Bear. Mm-hmm. So I know I can't ask you a lot. But the moment that you're on your way to jail, like, what are you thinking? Like, are you like, I hate these people? Because in the moment when you're like throwing things in the fire, you're like, I quit. I'm good.
Yeah, I was like, fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's still how I felt.
You still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well no, that then.
At
I'll say that.
I'm about to say, right,
at that moment, I was 100% done.
Okay.
Done. From the fight. To the fire and everything. It's like, I'm done. Y'all can kiss my light skin ass. I'm out of here.
You're like, goodbye.
Good fucking bye.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 100% done. When I threw the first chair in the fire, that's when I was done.
I knew, I was like, because I'm saying to myself, I'm like, yo, Barbie's so calm. She's chill. She's so quiet. She's about her business. Yeah. So when I seen you getting upset, I'm like, okay, something really must have happened to see her like throw things in the fire. And you're like, I just want my stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like simply it. You like slapped Alana. You're like, I move everybody.
I hate, okay, so reality TV kind of runs me low now because they can't show the fights.
Yeah.
Because we really fought.
Oh, okay. Because they made it seem like you guys just...
Yeah, no. It was no scuffles. It was,
you guys really
punches
fought.
To throw. Like, I got so mad, I just fired on her.
Got
and they
you.
Were like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, I don't care. Get me out of here then.
You're like, give me... It's like holding a hostage. Give me my stuff or I won't punch her in the face.
Seriously. That's how it was. Like, I can't fight Nessie and Voodoo. These are my girls. I'm not stupid enough to fight a man.
Right.
I'll step to you and argue with you all day because if you want to argue like a bitch, then we can go back and forth, tit for tat like bitches, period.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to try to fight you.
Got you.
So I'm like, okay, so my only option is Alana.
So
it's like, I already don't like you. Your laugh gets on my last fucking nerves. You think everything is funny and then you came for sis Voodoo. So perfect target.
You're like, you are the perfect target. Yeah. I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I'm going to take it.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
What an episode.
Yeah, like I said, I watched it, shocked myself, and I was there.
Were people, I know we talked about this a little bit off, but were people hitting you up like, yo, what is this about? What's happening?
People are still hitting me up. My phone has been going off all day. My phone died twice today.
Really?
It's been insane. Like, some people have been on my side.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's other people like, that's what you get, bitch. You're extra. You're a rat. You're a rat snake. You ain't from the hood. You can't be from the hood because people from the hood know not to call the police. I'm like, so how come there's always police in the hood?
I mean,
at everything? Somebody's calling.
Especially
them.
With a lot that's going on today in hip hop news.
Right.
And like, I know we've all been watching what's been going on.
And then here come the fake woke people.
Of course.
Sis, you're a queen and you can't call the cops on these kings. You know, we have to stick together and you know, it's us against the police. I'm like, bitch, what? So if somebody's banging your head up inside a washer or dryer, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters?
Bam. Well, how long have you known KP and Tim and the whole crew?
Oh my gosh, I've literally known KP and Tim since like 2002 2003.
Wow.
Like, that's legit. Like, I've really known them that long.
Okay.
And part of my anger was also hurt.
Got you. Because
it's like, you're disrespecting me and I've known you guys for so long before this, and for KP to not say anything, that really hurt me.
Yeah,
like, you have daughters, a girlfriend, a mom that you're really close with. How is this okay with you?
Yeah.
You know, and at one point we got into it about that. And he's like, well, my daughters and them, they would never act like you. They would never treat anybody how you treat people. So they would never stand up for themselves.
Right.
You know, it gets tricky. And I get where KP's coming from as the boss and, you know, Tim is his cousin.
Right.
It's just eventually you have to step up and say something. So a lot of my anger was also hurt.
Got you. Because yeah, that's something we've also said with like the past episodes with like the Chicago's and the, because we've seen what Caesar in New York had to go through, what Ryan had to go through, because mm-hmm. all these people have started off with their friends.
Yeah.
And I know it puts KP in a situation too where he's like, not only did I just open the shop, I got to be a businessman. This is family. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to bring them all together. So I know it can be tricky as well. Yeah. But this was a very interesting episode. I loved it. But again, I hate seeing y'all fight because I love this crew so much.
Yeah. And I hated seeing it myself. Like I said, I was like, oh, here we go.
What I love is that you stepped up to your truth. Yeah. I was on your social media today. You were posting your, you're like, look, it is what it is. Oops.
Take it or leave it. Like, you're mad? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you still going to be mad tomorrow? Like, is me calling the police and me going to jail affecting your life that much? Because so many people were so pressed about it.
Because you went to jail. None of them did.
That part.
So I was like, why are people be? So I'm like, she actually went to jail.
Yeah.
And like, from what I took from it, I was like, I don't see her calling the police on them. I seen her literally, this was, in my mindset was just like, can you just be here while I get my stuff and I go?
And that's my exact intention for calling the police.
Got you.
Because it was like, I have to go above everybody at this point.
Oh my goodness.
I just want my shit because I know how I can be. And now they saw how I can be.
Baby.
That was kind of me trying to stop my destructive behavior, and it really didn't work.
Oh, child. Well, we do got some people in the chat. Shout out to all you guys. A lot of them really love you.
Thank you.
Ashley Dara said Barbie went in on KP, though. And Enjoy Nuts G said, hey, Barbie. So a lot of people just saying hi.
Hi.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
But a lot of people on your side, and I think it's always good. There's three sides to every story.
Yeah.
And I think it's good. We, you know, I work in production, so I mm-hmm. know what reality TV is like.
Mm-hmm.
So, but mm-hmm. I know when I do interviews, I have to do it from an objective point of view. So I know a lot of people and fans, they don't understand what it's like. So I think it's always great to hear someone's point of view and be like, I was there. This is actually what happened. Mm-hmm. You guys didn't get the 3 hours of what we actually shot. You only got, what, 40 minutes maybe?
Yeah, and it was so much fuckery. It was a day full of fuckery.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole day.
We love you.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy Peanut says, tell Barbie, hashtag got you. I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but okay.
They got you.
Yeah. All right. If you got me, I got you.
Number three. I mean, she knows me. Number three got you. That's what someone said in the chat.
That I know them?
Yep.
What was her name?
Enjoy Peanuts G. Tell Barbie number three got you.
I'm going to have to look back at that later and see who that is.
Well, shout out to you guys. Much love. So let's talk a little bit about you.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about your clothing. What is it, a shop or?
Yeah, it's called Vanity Vane.
Okay.
Online, it is Shop Vanity Vane. It's basically like a girl's clothing boutique, a women's clothing boutique. I sell swimsuits, dresses, jackets, jeans, all the cute little trendy stuff. I'm currently in the process of revamping the site, so I'm actually about to have a huge sale. So ladies, get ready.
Nice.
Fellas, get ready. You can get gift cards if you don't know what your girl wants. It's going to be good. I'm pretty much doing so I can build my brand more, too.
I love it. Yeah. And, you know, here we are on a podcast, but you also do a podcast.
Yes.
What's the name of your podcast?
It's called Hold Up, We Need to Talk. We are on iTunes and Spotify. I'm sorry, SoundCloud. It's me and two other guys, my boy Jado and BD. And we pretty much just talk about love, sex, life, and whatever the fuck we feel like talking about that day.
Nice.
Relationships. It's difficult because I got to hold my own against the two guys.
Yeah.
But as you guys can see, I'm more than welcome to doing
that. We see you do a pretty good job at that.
Yeah. And a lot of people love our podcast. It's a little, you know, we're growing, but we do have a nice little following and people that listen to it weekly and they like what we have to say.
Perfect.
Yeah. We talk a lot of shit on there. And even though it's two guys and me, it's three different perspectives.
Yeah. I love that. That's a great combo though.
Yeah.
I think that's really dope. Android Pina said number three, Gloria.
Oh, it's my neighbor.
Hey!
Right. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, neighbor. Shout out to you, Gloria. She's like number three. It's me.
Okay, I get it now. I didn't know what her username was. Hey, girl,
hey. She said Team Barbie. Cassidy Love said, I'll be buying because Barbie be serving down the looks into the gods.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. I actually have on some jeans for my site right now.
Yes.
So, yes, thank you.
You look so cute. I'm from New York, but I grew up in Boston, so I'm loving this bee hat.
Thank you.
But I know it's for Barbie. It's
definitely for Barbie.
I love it. Well, she looks really, really cute.
Thank you.
Miss Barbie, tell everyone where they can listen to your podcast at.
So you can check it out on iTunes. under Hold Up We Need to Talk. On Instagram, we are also Hold Up We Need to Talk, spelled just how it sounds. And also on, I just lost my whole train of thought. Oh, SoundCloud. SoundCloud is also under Hold Up We Need to Talk.
Yes. Yeah. Let the fans know where they can find you on social media.
My social media is Barbie Baby, and that's BABIE007. My Instagram, which my Twitter, which I just made the other day.
Yes, Twitter. Y'all better follow her.
I'm going to have to tell you what it is because I don't know about her.
No, it's all good.
I just made it so I can follow all the tweets of people talking shit about me. I love it. It's Barbie_Baby, BABIE007.
Perfect.
So I just log on to Nessie, and Nessie on here talking shit.
Hey, yes. Nessie. I love Nessie. Y'all are some G's, and I love it. I love how Nessie had your back. I love how Hoodoo had your back. I love the Three Musketeers, and I can't wait to continue because I know you can't give me much of what's going to happen next episode.
I will say this. There's a lot more drama coming your guys' way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so if you hate me now, you're going to continue to hate me when it comes because they just opened up a whole nother can of worms.
Baby. Well, I love you.
Yeah, I'm Petty LaBelle, Petty Pendergrass, Petty Mayonnaise. All that. Petty LaBelle, Petty Pendergrass comes out, honey, because once you piss Barbie off, it's over.
And
it's over.
For those who don't know, Sagittarius, we can be very petty. Oh. That's like our middle name.
The
is
worst.
Petty.
And people are like, just be pretty, not petty. Bitch, I'm going to be both.
Because we're so nice, and then when you get us mad, we're like, no, I want to be petty.
Yeah, I'm going to be both. I'm going to be pretty while being petty.
Okay, well, fans, the petty is coming, and the drama is coming.
It is coming your way, so stay tuned.
I love it. The
get
people
Twitter
in the chat said they love you. Barbie, thank you so much for kicking it with me.
Thank you for having me.
Please, please come back, because it looks like we have a lot more episodes with you guys.
Whenever you guys want me to come back, you know how to contact me.
Exactly.
I am always down to come back.
You are now family.
I guarantee
family.
There's some more stuff you guys are going to talk to me about.
Oh, for sure. You got to pull up, and we got to get the rest of the cast in here.
Yeah, you guys got a good lawyer. I'm fighting a case now. just want to see. I'm actually fighting a felony now.
What?
Yeah, girl.
From the show?
From the show.
Can you talk about it or no? Probably not.
I'm just going to say, let's hope I beat the case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yo, Barbie, you are a thug and I love you.
It's thug life out here. I got to get it like tattooed somewhere. I'm on a show, so.
Yes. Do you have any tattoos?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many tattoos do you have?
I think like 3.
Okay.
No, there's the ones on my fingers, behind my ear, and then my favorite one that I just got back here.
Nice. Oh, yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, my Beauty and the Beast rose.
Beauty and the Beast.
I'm a big Disney girl.
Same. Okay.
Yeah, people that follow me, like, have been following me for a while, they know I'm always at Disneyland. Like, I'm going tomorrow.
I love Disneyland.
Say hi to me if you see me.
Listen, Barbie's my new BFF. I love her to death.
Yes, girl.
Sag Life, Team Sag.
Just don't ever hold my stuff for me and we will be cool forever.
Give this girl her stuff and feed her.
And feed me and we will be good forever. I promise you that. I will always have your back.
Barbie.
Yes.
Barbie, thank you so much.
Thank you again for having me.
For all the fans that's in the chat, thank you so much for showing love and pulling up.
Okay.
You guys, make sure you subscribe and follow everything After Buzz TV. And we will see you guys next Thursday. And Barbie, you got to remember to come back because we love you.
I will come back. Hit me anytime.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.